There was a time when theaters, the actual buildings in which shows are staged, were as beautiful and eye-popping and dramatic as the stories that played out on their stages. In some cultures, cultures where art and religion were considered inseparable, the theaters were temples, actual temples, and the act of attending a theatrical enterprise was a little like prayer. An invitation to the gods to rain down beauty and awe and inspiration. It was believed that since the theater was a place where the divine was channeled down from the heavens, the building itself should be heavenly. When a theater company is doing all they can just to keep their doors open, the idea of adorning those doors with lavish decorations is the last thing one would channel funds toward. So how cool is it that the North Bay just happens to be the home of what director James Dunn calls the most spectacular theatrical environment anywhere? It's huge, it's awe-inspiring, and it may be the closest thing to a theatrical temple we have this side of the Greek islands. It's the 3,000-seat Cushing Memorial Amphitheater high up on Mount Tamalpais. The home of the annual mountain play extravaganza, the Cushing Amphitheater is surrounded by nature because it is constructed to honor nature. If you've never been up there, it's hard to imagine the impact it makes when you first step up over the edge of the hill to see the amphitheater spreading out below you, a multi-leveled construction of local rock surrounded by trees with a vast stage made of the mountain itself, with views of the bay and San Francisco. Dunn has been directing the annual mountain play for 30 years, nearly one-third of the play's 99-year history. Part of the appeal for him is the size of the stage, where Dunn has been able to do things that they only dream of doing on Broadway. This year, from May 20th to June 17th, Dunn will be at the helm of his final mountain play production, Meredith Willson's The Music Man. After 30 years, he's decided to pass the baton to another director who has yet to be announced. His shoes will be harder to fill than the amphitheater's 3,000 seats, though under Dunn's guidance and vision, that has happened over and over. The grand scale of the outdoor stage has inspired some jaw-dropping moments over Dunn's 30 years. He's brought in horses, a stagecoach, and a real Surrey with a fringe on top for a production of Oklahoma. His staging of Hair included a real minibus filled with hippies careening into the action. And in South Pacific, there were authentic army jeeps and trucks and a well-timed flyover of World War II planes, which Dunn orchestrated for every performance. First launched in 1913, the Mountain Play will celebrate its 100th anniversary next year. Sadly, it will have to mark that milestone without Dunn. But we have one more opportunity to honor the divine spark of theatrical creativity with James Dunn acting as high priest. Anyone desiring a bit of that ancient theatrical awe should plan to make the pilgrimage up the mountain this year to sit for an afternoon inside a theater designed to inspire the gods and the rest of us to create a moment of art that reaches far beyond the ordinary. The Music Man runs every Sunday from May 20th to June 17th at 2 p.m. Visit www.mountainplay.org for all the information. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.